This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
One thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
3-9-1-5-7.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. And the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And are you that exceptional American? We hope so. We hope so. We're still covering a lot of these stories that we're talking about in the first hour. Cal Fire, the fire situation. You know, how many fires can we sustain in California that we don't know the reason why the fire started? Just the tinfoil hat thinking again. And also this whole thing with the Clinton Foundation meeting with the United Nations to talk about the 2030 agenda seems to be ratcheting up in terms of our interest level here on Agenda 21 Radio. Really, what's really ratcheting up our interest level is our guest, and that is Chris Street, who's with us right now. And Chris, welcome back home, so to speak, to Agenda 21 Radio. And
well, it's,
go ahead.
It's always good to be in the mothership, right?
That's right. Yeah, we are the mothership. So the mothers of all ships here. Chris, what is really going on with this Sessions-Trump thing?
You know, I think that Trump understands the media better than the media understands the media. And by throwing out a little canard there, you know, Sessions, of course, says, well, of course, I'm not resigning. I happen to know Jeff Sessions, and Jeff Sessions is a pretty cool character. You know, he's been at this for a while. So, you know, I just think it's filler in the game. Now, the left has completely lost its mind with Trump and the Russians. I don't know anybody who's really shaken in their booties about the Russians. You know, I see things from the left about how that, you know, the cooperation with Russia is so large that, you know, it's espionage and Trump will be executed. I mean, these people just, you know, they need to have a life, but they don't. Their life has been this bubble of talking to each other for so long, they actually think the bubble is real.
What about, now listen, I'm going to throw this at you, and I don't want to leave the Jeff Sessions thing, but I just want to throw this another canard. Maxine Waters, President of the United States.
Anti-Maxine?
Yeah.
I mean, people actually call her that. She, you know, the best part about the Democrats is that's probably one of their few viable candidates.
You know, actually, I thought that. It's because, you know, I played the clip of her in the House saying some very bad things about Donald Trump. And I thought to myself, who else do they have? Seriously. And she's, I mean, she's being outspoken and all that stuff, as Maxine can be.
Yeah, I mean, she's at least willing to say it. Doesn't mean that the rest of them aren't thinking it. They're just not so sure that that was the right thing to say. As we've seen by, you know, Bernie Sanders saying it, there are people who will follow you. You know, Pied Pipers, you know, are not a new phenomena. And the interesting thing in the left is, you know, the hurting conservatives is like hurting cats. Hurting progressives is definitely like hurting sheep. They want to be, you know, in the pod or the what do they call it, the gangle? What is geese called? A gaggle. They want
gaggle.
To be in the gaggle.
Right.
They want to be in the gaggle. You know, they feel really better in the gaggle. So you need somebody who says it, and that's really what the gaggle's thinking. So maybe they just follow the person that is saying the words they're thinking.
Into oblivion. I guess you can say that. Anyway, so this whole thing that breaking it down with Jeff Sessions, you're viewing it as a canard, and he's a cool cat, and this is something that's just gonna see. I'm thinking, because, and I said this before, that, you know, Donald is so good about giving rope to people and letting them hang themselves. So with this whole thing with Sessions now, and I believe, like you, it's a canard of some sort. Who's he throwing the rope out to? Is it Mueller?
Yeah, I don't really care. I just don't care. To me, it's all yeah. You know, it's you've got to look at the big picture. And what's definitely in the big picture is whether you're for Donald Trump or you're against Donald Trump, he is continuing to change the game, to out the establishment, to prove that the game is rigged. And the more he outs the establishment and proves the game is rigged, the less that people, that the public going forward, are going to buy into that. I mean, the internet is alive and well with young people who like to fact check everything. And whether you like Donald Trump or you don't like Donald Trump, saying things like Sessions makes you fact check about Sessions. And all of a sudden, he becomes a very interesting fellow. So Donald Trump has proven, you know, that if you get your name out there enough, you know, you'll have a podium. So getting Jeff Sessions' name out there enough, this is a guy who is relentlessly marching down the hill to enforce the Constitution. Now, there's a lot of people who don't want the Constitution enforced. They spend a lot of money and time and energy on globalism, which is really a way to, you know, have a non-voting opportunity to rig the rules. That's really what globalism is about. You know, this democracy, this nationalism, this populist thing is very, very bad because people won't vote against their own self-interest. And, you know, Sessions, by getting Sessions' name up there, by creating a little controversy between Donald Trump and Sessions, you're giving more credibility to Sessions, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I want to say that you are spot on with what we have been saying all along here on this show, that these kids and the fact-checking that goes on. That's why, you know, our show is surviving where the mainstream media has just died off. Fact-check us. Go right ahead. I mean, our show prep is fact-checking, which is a whole lot different than what happens when you go out there in the mainstream media. They don't fact-check diddly.
Well, and you know, it's,
and the kids are doing it.
Right. And, you know, one of the most amazing sort of turns of events is that 1984, George Orwell's book, is now on the bestseller list. And this is something that's come, you know, from the kids who are all of a sudden realizing that there really is an establishment. They know that everything they do is being monitored from their cell phone to Facebook and all that. And they're starting to, you know, worry about those, you know, that 2 + 2 = 5. You know, that was a motto that originally that the communist Russians came up with, that, you know, you could make your 5-year plan in 4 years, 2 years plus 2 years could make your 5-year plan, as if there was some kind of productivity. But Orwell took it as 2 + 2 = 5 to show that there was a new math in the world of 1884. I think it was Oceania. And the real play in 1884.
You mean 1984?
1984 was that you would, you know, take your schooling as a child at night. They would program this information into your head. And that's how they made sure people cooperated, because the only thoughts in their head were actually programmed in. Now, I've seen data that in 4 years, you will have more conversations with what's called a bot, whether it's an whether it's Echo, whether it's Alexa, whether it's Siri, you know, whether it's any of these other names. I think Baxter is the latest one that came out from Samsung.
Chris, hold the thought, because we've hold that thought, because we've got the music coming up when we come back. More Chris Street here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're going to get into this. Is a pretty interesting information about the bots and Echo. Echo, Red State Talk Radio, how about that one? Echo, Agenda 21 Radio, that's what we preach on this show all the time. And I just got 2 new Echoes. Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-780-3910 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-780-3910. Again, that's 800-780-3910.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
A dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, paul@a21r.com. That's my email address. Okay, with us is Chris Street, and Chris and I were having a fabulous conversation. First of all, the lead-in with Jeff Sessions at issue, supposedly, with Donald Trump, which is a canard, basically. And, of course, now we're focusing attention on Jeff Sessions. People are going out and fact-checking Jeff Sessions, and you're finding out he's an outstanding American, a straight-up guy, constitutionalist, which is very important. So the Constitution's coming into play. Why would Donald Trump be upset with Jeff Sessions? Yada, yada, yada. And Chris made the great point that, you know, Donald Trump knows the media better than the media. Now, we got into the whole conversation about kids fact-checking, and one of the things that came up with conversations to all these bots like Echo Dot, Chris.
Right, right. Well, Paul, you know, bots are things that you can talk to. You know, you talk about there's three levels. There's artificial intelligence, there's machine language, and there's deep learning. And these are terms that Americans are going to become increasingly familiar with. Artificial intelligence has been around forever. You know, that was sort of when a machine does something, or you say zero means one and it changes a digit. Some, you know, you have some machine do something and it responds with an output. Now, it can be more sophisticated, you know, and have some what's called thinking, you know, like calculators are really, you know, artificial intelligence, aren't they?
Sure. Absolutely.
All right. So, you know, remember the first
Texas Instrument.
The first computer was actually a British one, and it was hydraulic, and it ran and basically broke the Enigma code, which was a machine language that was developed by the Germans to move digits around so they could communicate secretly. Unfortunately, one was swiped off of a German submarine and broke the German code. But you're moving now from artificial intelligence into machine language. And machine language is when these machines actually talk to you. You know, they actually communicate, they understand what you're saying and such like that. Recently, there was for those of you that don't understand, there's the chess for the Chinese is called Go, G-O. And it's a really sophisticated game, sort of military game like chess is. And recently, a Google deep learning computer beat Go. And the reason that they beat Go is they outthought the way that the Chinese player was going to play. Now, this is no different than when Deep Blue beat Kaspersky. The Russian best chess player in the world back about 15 years ago. What they do, what a machine figures out after a while is that the human's smarter than I am. So what I need to do is I need to make the human have a false sense of security and lure him into making a mistake. And that's what Deep Blue did. And that's, again, what Google just did. So this is machine language that can communicate, sort of think in some ways. But after artificial intelligence and machine language is deep learning. That's what human beings do. Deep learning means that you are not tied specifically to your historical experiences, that you can jump out of your own history and take a different path. And, of course, this has been the hallmark of all leaders is they don't try to refine mistakes. Real leaders jump out of mistakes and try,
yep,
you know, something new, and they do what I call night. You know, I get paid big bucks to do this, to teach people how to do blundering. Now, blundering is where you decide to take a different path, and instead of competition, which is I punch you, you punch me, that's not a really winning strategy, in my opinion. I believe in comparative advantage, where you find some advantage in what you do, make, or show, and you just focus on that, and you start down a path without a lot of basis for doing it, but you're basically good hunch. And then if it goes wrong or you learn things on the way, I call that blundering, and then you learn from it. But it's that taking that separate, different path that makes you very, very powerful, and that's what deep learning allows human beings to do, and that's what computers aren't even close to yet.
That's interesting. Blundering.
That's right. So right now, so we are moving into the machine learning era with the Echoes, Alexas, and Siris and such like that. But we are still far, far away from deep learning.
With machines.
Being able to do the kind of deep learning that we do. And deep learning, once again, means that you don't just take all of your human experiences and put them together and get, you know, all these inputs and you for data, and then you get the optimal decision. The optimal decision is more like artificial intelligence. That's a calculator. Machine learning is when you can communicate and sort of humanly communicate with people, but you're still left as a machine to, you know, coming down to that optimal solution. Deep learning is when you can jump out of all of your data and make decisions based on intuition that are very, very powerful.
Yeah, that's the key thing is get to that intuitive part of it all. Okay, right. So I guess the bigger question is what's going to happen to the youngers, because they're all thrown into this now.
Well, and this is why things like, you know, the Handmaid's Tale. But what's the name of the book that's out? It's the series out. The Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Right. It's a dystopian world, you know, where there's been there's been the war, and you know you're now in compounds, and the only people around to breed are a certain level of women at a certain age, and they're only bred with the head of the compound. And so these handmaidens are called, you know, have special status and given unique, you know, benefits for a period of about 10 years as a breeder. And it's what's it like being inside the head of a handmaid. At the same time, you know, it's got the same dystopian sort of characteristics as George Orwell's 1984. Now, 1984 is a much more sophisticated book because it's from a guy who's a very sophisticated guy. This was a guy who in World War II was actually a propagandist for the BBC. And eventually he had these thoughts and attitudes that the British thought he might be a socialist, so he was under surveillance. So when he was writing 1984, he was actually writing it from the standpoint of a person who was under surveillance. Now, every kid, every youth in America knows they're under surveillance.
Yeah. Well, that's what you were mentioning before. And that's true. That's the world that they live in right now.
And that's why if you're a conservative, unfortunately, there's a generation out there who sort of bought in, you know, to the Clinton world. You know, these are the people that when they drastically expanded student loans, remember that
Chris, hang on. I didn't see the creeping of time here. We're so entranced with what's going on. Anyway, more Chris Street coming at you here on Agenda 21 Radio. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, sleep at the switch? No, entranced. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And The Handmaid's Tale. How did we go from Sessions to The Handmaid's Tale? Anyway.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible, to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Not long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Chris Street. We're talking really from Jeff Sessions to Handmaid Tale, Dystopia, Echo Dot, the kids, yeah, the youngers living in that environment right now, which is very interesting. The environment of intelligence gathering they live in all the time, and they get it, and I think a lot of them don't want it. So what is the counter to that is going to be the big question. And Chris, I was just looking at this whole thing about the Handmaid Tale, which is pretty interesting stuff. It's about, as they call it, the Handmaid's Tale. It's been out for a while. It's adopted from the classic novel of Margaret Atwood. The Handmaid's Tale is the story of life in the dystopia of Gilead, a totalitarian society in what was formerly the United States. Facing environmental disasters and a plunging birth rate, Gilead is ruled by a twisted fundamentalism in its militarized return to traditional values, as one of the few remaining fertile women, Offred, is a handmaid in the commander's household. So that's sort of the backdrop and the setting for this. This dystopia, the kids right now are literally living in dystopia as we speak.
Well, Paul, it's interesting you describe The Handmaid's Tale like that. That's the way a liberal would describe it. But it's actually much more sophisticated, because it's really the liberals have taken over, the environmentalists, you know, the thought police and all that kind of stuff. And I was saying as we left, this all started off about Jeff Sessions. And I said, you know, this little battle between Trump and Sessions
right.
was hard. It was a way to give Jeff Sessions more visibility give him some credibility and distance from President Trump, because he's walking down the hill and about to start enforcing some spectacular constitutional issues that, of course, you know, globalists would like to never see come back.
Right.
But all of it's connected because it goes back to the way that life cycles. You cycle from sort of this yin and this yang. And whether you're a person who believes in the Bible like I do, you constantly see people, you know, cycling back to the same mistakes. Now, if you look at America back in the 70s, it was a place that was dying. It was the Rust Belt. You had Jimmy Carter. You had all of this nanny state coming up. You weren't going to have a job anymore, but Jimmy Carter was going to take care of you. And it scared the living hell out of people. And because of that, then you then had a group of Americans who had very, very little confidence in their own future. And along came this guy, Ronald Reagan, who had actually seen how the communists work and seen how the socialists would work as a union president in the 1950s in Hollywood. So he cycled America back on another growth path. But these parents that came through this cycle of the 70s, maybe as kids or whatever, you know, changed the way they raised children. They became wildly productive or wildly protective. And you ended up with this generation of kids that are very, very entitled. You know, we're not allowed to go outside without supervision, had to be involved in something all the time. And, you know, that generation ended up being the Obama-type people that we've just cycled through. And now you have another change agent, Donald Trump, who, let me tell you, folks, he grew up in New York City. He has seen what hell really looks like. He knows the game. And now he's going through this radical change, just as Ronald Reagan, you know, was hated by the left, was attacked constantly, there was even an attempt to assassinate him. You know, these things go in cycles, and you're now coming into this cycle where the young people are starting to realize what the plan was against them, that they were going to be monitored, to be completely roped in to not only, you know, what they think and say on the internet, but facial recognition.
Right.
Machine, you know, you're moving from artificial intelligence to machine language that was talking to them. You know, when they're talking to them, they're also recording what you say. It's going into a database. And then eventually, of course, deep learning is when the machines just say, I don't need these dumbass, you know, humans. Let's just get rid of them. So that's really what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with another cyclical path is a change agent. And that's why I find all of this interesting, not so much for myself, because I think I'm smart enough to know what the game is, but I think that billions of young people are becoming aware. This is a powerful, you know, event that's taking place, and the world is changing for the good. The cycle is moving in a positive direction.
Well, now this comes down to really the outreach to youngers by us constitutionalists, because, you know, the Constitution, I would think, should be one of the driving forces that keeps them balanced between knowing what their unalienable rights are versus those that by rights might come from a machine, a Borg, or a government.
Well, remember, Paul, that my generation, you know, the generation of the 60s, you know, these are the kids that believed in drug, sex, and rock and roll, and
I was never a part of that generation, Chris.
Well, you missed. I grew up in Northern California, so maybe you missed that action, but. I want to tell you that it's really kind of hard
Southern California
to shame kids today for their drug, sex, and rock and roll. Not that it's right, but it's what kids tend to do. But they go through a cycle. And, you know, you can lecture them all you want on the Constitution, and they'll just sit there, you know, like the dumb cow that turns his head sideways because they don't care. But it's these new channels of communication like we're doing right now. Right now, there's about 25% of your audience is progressives. People don't understand that. But, you know, progressives, many of them are interested in what the other side has to say. So if you have powerful thoughts and give people powerful clues and powerful opportunities, you know, to hear new and different ideas, they start fact-checking and moving on. And that's what I think young people are doing. There's this incredible, boiling a cauldron of young people that are moving back to the Constitution. They're moving back, many of them, to religion. They're moving back to the benefit of the family, and they're moving away from this progressive idea that, you know, children were in a post, you know, child era because that's a big burden, and you really don't want to work very hard because that's a big burden, and globalism is your friend because we're really in it all, we're really all in it together. None of those things are true, and young people are starting to see that. The Handmaid's Tale is what the progressives, the perfect, you know, managed world would look like.
Well, hang on, Chris. We got the music coming up, and when we come back, we got another good segment. I want to kind of nail a lot of this stuff down because this is some really good stuff that really you're projecting out to the youth. And, you know, everybody in our generation is thinking, what's going to happen with the youth? I've never lost that faith with our youth. I really haven't, because I've worked with youth for 41 years. I know how resilient and these patterns you're talking about, how true this really is, this conversation. So anyway, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. More Chris Street coming at you here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And you can email me, paul@a21r.com. Remember, support us by supporting Numana for all your survival needs. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-780-3910 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-780-3910. Again, that's 800-780-3910. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Also, please feel free to email me, paul@a21r.com. And we're with Chris Street, and we're talking about dystopia. We're talking about a whole wide range of things. We just started talking about Jeff Sessions, and Chris has taken us sort of around the horn on so many different things to get there to tell us that the canard is alive and well, and Donald Trump seems to be out in front of all of us, which is really the theme, I think, for the presidency. He's way out in front. Wouldn't you say that's kind of the situation that's going on right now with Jeff Sessions?
Well, that's right, Paul. See, I look more as a colonel on the battlefield battling a battle, because you can have great colonels, you can win almost all the battles and lose the war. I mean, that's essentially what the Germans did in World War One. Is they won all the battles. The Turks won all the battles. They just lost the end of the game. And when they lost the end of the game, the whole thing collapsed. So, you know, if you're looking at the media and the points they're putting up on the board, you know, by bashing away at Trump, all they're doing is making him a more interesting and colorful figure and driving more interest in what he's got to say. You may not like the messenger, but all of this media attention is bringing out the message, and that's really what the issue is. Remember, the media hated Ronald Reagan.
Yep.
And they bashed him, and that actually helped Reagan. Now, you know, Trump is the master of his own disaster sometimes, but he'd rather have absolutely all of it out and in your face than playing defense. He knows that defense takes about 8 times the amount of resources, and there's very, very little upside. And, you know, when people attack you every once in a while, you know, they get lucky. So my take on where we are is that you have this incredible rebellion that is bubbling. I kind of, one of my favorite philosophers, you know, is Peter Townsend from The Who.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
People try to put us down talking about my generation just because we could get around talking about my generation. things they do look awful cold talking about my generation. Yeah, I hope I die before I get old talking about my generation. What that's all about is that I'm going to be changing and I'm going to make a world. So I think that young people are in that same kind of, you know, really interesting mode where all of this information's coming in. They're seeing the dystopian, you know, having a dystopian rebellion, you know, against 1984 and The Handmaid's Tale. The more young people read those books, the more they pay attention, the more they're going to realize that either, you know, their generation makes the change or they're going to own it. They're going to be 1984. They're going to be The Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, I think that you're exactly right. You know, the kids, it's kind of interesting. I was giving a presentation the other night to a group of people, and there were some youngers there, some millennials, I would say 25 to, you know, 35-ish. And the group I was speaking to was older, understood the Constitution and all the things that were involved. And it was really, really interesting because they, you know, they had their iPads and stuff, and they were doing things and stuff. And as I was talking and, you know, into the conversation, their interaction with the iPads and with their devices started to cease. And I was noticing as the more I continued with the topic about the Constitution and things like that, it was starting, the salvos were hitting, you know. And right. They were having a great interaction at one point with their devices, and then all of a sudden they're like listening to what I'm saying. And we're talking about the Constitution. It's relevant to dystopia today. And I could see I was scoring points with them. And one of them asked a question at the end and everything. I knew I'd hit home on the very topic that you're talking about. The youth want their world. And that's the key thing. They want their world, and we have to transmit it to them. We should be transmitting it to them. And they'll discover on their own the virtues of something like the Constitution. And that's what I was getting from that. It was really fascinating. I was very, very impressed with the kids. I call them kids because, you know, they're 25. And, Chris, you and I are not 25.
We're not anything in that generation. You know, our opportunity here is to give them ideas and let them process it. The reason that they started paying attention and listening to you, Paul, is early in the discourse, they fact check you to see if you're full of crap. And, you know, everybody knows what crap is, right? You know, stuff, you know, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
They fact check you to the point they thought you were interesting. This might have some relevance. And then they totally tuned in. You not only had them listening, you had them listening from a factual basis.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very, very true. Chris, we got a factual basis coming up in a commercial. And the music's going to come up, but we got about another minute on the other side. So stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Fact check us, please. We always ask you to fact check. Fact check, fact check. It gets you out of dystopian mischief.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-780-3910 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-780-3910. Again, that's 800-780-3910.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We've got Chris Street here for final thoughts, Chris. And dystopia, yes. America, yes. Are we going to change it? Yes, we are. And it's going to be the kids. It's going to be for the kids, this new the new America, the new states, if you will. So, Chris, final thoughts about what's going on, Trump, Sessions, dystopia.
Well, Paul, I think that in any time when you have The Handmaid's Tale in 1984 as the hot topics to talk about, conservatives are winning. And the socialist communist regime is losing. Remember that Marxist-Leninism had scientific communism. Now, this was a form of studying class struggle, socialist revolution, and development of socialism. You know, and you couldn't get a college postgraduate degree unless you, you know, pass tests in that. Isn't that sort of what the kids are now facing today? And aren't they aware of all of this surveillance? It's supposed to be participatory. It is really nothing but top-down control.
Yeah.
So what a great
10
day.
10 seconds, Chris.
What a great day when 1984 is the hot topic in the hands of kids.
Yeah. Well, listen, Chris, thanks for being with us. I know that you got a lot of things going on, and we're going to be in touch again here on the radio show. And keep up the great work you're doing with Breitbart and the great writing. Thanks for all these. It was a great hour with you, Chris. We really explored a lot of things, and you brought out a lot of important information. Okay, so anyway, ladies and gentlemen, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can also email me, paul at a21r.com. Remember, support us by buying Numana. Your prepper needs, numana.com/agenda for all of your prepper needs. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.